And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1941. Back we go to the summer of 1941. What was it like on a quiet and laid-back coastside in 1941? Well, from the history of the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Half Moon Bay Elementary School graduation class of 1941. On Thursday evening, at the high school auditorium, the Half Moon Bay Elementary School will graduate a class of 16 students. The graduating class consisted of many familiar names still found on the coastside some 70 years later, consisting of Geraldine Nunez, Patricia Dutra, Vernon Cunha, Aldo Markey, George Burkhart, John Ruiz, Charles Basaglia, John Mello, Aldo Giusti, Alfred Benedetti, Margaret Giusti, Wilbur Silva, Clayton Giacoda, Bill DeLimple, Melvin Carney, and Violet Coletto. The graduating class of 1941, all 16 of them. And movies playing in the Half Moon Bay Theater. Yes, Half Moon Bay had a movie theater in 1941, believe it or not. And now playing in Old Cheyenne with Roy Rogers. A Woman's Face with Joan Crawford. Men of Boys Town with Spencer Tracy. And Meet John Doe with Gary Cooper. All playing at the Half Moon Bay Movie Theater, where we are broadcasting from, actually right now, AM 1710. Now a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. My mom started writing birthday poems for all the family a few years back. It started when my brother told her she was not to buy any more greeting cards from the store, but she had to make her own for us. So I wasn't totally surprised to find a card hanging on the back door of Cameron's Inn when I went to open up recently. The following poem proves Cameron's Inn is truly part of our family. Happy birthday, Cameron's Inn. 20 years and going strong. Your doors are always open, even when things are going wrong. Your walls are filled with fun stuff, and your ceilings are fun too. There's things to look at everywhere besides the great menu. You have groceries in the corner and t-shirts on the rack. You've served 66 beers in bottles and 21 on tap. You have shuffleboard and darts, cribbage games and dominoes, plus horseshoes and volleyball to keep you on your toes. Your rooms are filled with big screens, sports are everywhere, music plays and laughter rings, and your prices are so fair. You've housed a lot of parties and served a lot of cheer, so we're wishing you the very best in your 21st year. Nice poem, Mom. Wow, yes, time does fly. Many of you customers I served when you were kids, and now I get to serve your kids too. It's been tons of fun, and I hope to keep doing this little restaurant of mine for years to come. I hope you'll stop by soon and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Americans are enjoying what would be their last lazy, carefree summer days in June of 1941. Even though war was raging in Europe and Asia, most parents were concerned about the clothing styles of their teenagers. People continued a normal life, including going to the movies. The two most popular films this year are Citizen Kane and Walt Disney's Dumbo. Drive-in movies and fast food restaurants are growing in popularity. The cost of living was okay with average wages at $1,700 a year, and the house you rent was $32 a month. A new car to drive to work, $850. And the gas it took to get you there, 12 cents a gallon. Some interesting birthdays in 1941. Linda McCartney, Paul Anka, Joan Baez, Neil Diamond, Mama Cass, Martha Stewart, and oh yes, the Twister, Chubby Checker. The music of the year reflected the happy-go-lucky feeling of Americans. Here's the Andrews Sisters and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Most of the music of 1941 was dance music, and one of the great band leaders was Glenn Miller. Here's Glenn Miller in Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Hope you have enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1941. Where to next? Take a seat in the AM 1710 time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.